Yeah, good morning, everyone. Continuing with this Nida. We're packet J7. We're going to discuss the sheet of the Or Zeruah today. The Gemara in Samach Gimel presents the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, which is the Rashi explains as Rabbi Yehuda, the Taime, the Amar, kol oinas vesta asura. The whole oina of the vest, she's asur. V'oina have a yom, ol, laila. The oina is either the daylight hours or the night hours. V'misha vesta b'laila, v'afil v'saifa asura kol laila. So she has the onset of the vest, which I'm going to call shasa vest. I hope that's accurate. The shasa vest, the onset of the vest, is at the saif of the night, then she's asura kol laila. V'im vesta b'yom, if the onset of the vest is even at the end of the day, she kol hayom asura, and that's the way it comes down in Shulchan Aruch and the post game, the Gemara, and the Gemara asks on the drash, as hard to bnei Yisrael should be ifrishu min hashasim some of the vesta v'kama amarava ona my love ona achariti. Isn't it another ona, in addition to the ona in which the shas vest occurs? The Gemara says, no, osa ona, right? It's the, like we explained with Rashi, it's the ona that she, the day, light hours, or the night, which is going to be usher, it's the ona that the vest falls in. And it's not an additional ona. It's the ona in which the shas of vest, the beginning, the onset of the vest occurs. So the Gemara is very clear that it's not an additional ona. It's the actual ona which the vest falls in. So if it falls in the day, she's also the whole day. If the beginning of the vest occurs at night, and so then she's also the whole night. But we're not answering an additional ona. It's just the ona that the vest occurs in, starts in. So the Or Zeruah has a. I'll just read the Or Zeruah that's in the Beis Yosef. Kasef Hashem Or Zeruah, it's on page 21. Pirish Adam Ishtai Samach the Vesta Chavtal Chaos. Imer Gilu the Rose Beyom, Parshimen and Kol Osa Hayom, Vahalaila Shalafanov, Vichin Lehepech, Adkan. Vain Tam Vishorish the Dvarov, says the Beis Yosef, Elu, Shahari Begamor, Meforish Kadiria Poskim, Zal. Because of Ha'agor, Al Divre or Zeruah, Chumra, Yisera, Pi. So I think what's behind the Beis Yosef is the Gemara. Like I said, the Gemara says excluded the possibility of ona achariti. It's dafka osa ona and not ona achariti by requiring her to be parish the laila shalafanav when she sees during the daylight hours. So she's asking for the whole day. And now he's answering not just the ona sayom, the Or Zeruah is answering the ona salaila that preceded it, and that would be ona achariti, which the Gemara excluded. So the Shach in Shach Zion, it comes to explain how the Or Zeruah works, and the Shach first explains the basic case where you don't need the Or Zeruah, right? The case of the Gemara that doesn't where it's osa ona, the Shach says is where there's a kivius of the onset of the vest, right? There's a kavius of the onset of the vest. So I'll read the shach. Nearly the dasar ra'avon, the dafko, the vadai im yeshla vest kavua biyom kedon sheishla vest lirois leolam betchilasay, o leolam beemtziyasay. Oh, the olam v'sofo ain't sarichli fresh ella osa hayom v'lo the funuf. Ubahachi airi hashas uposkin. So it's not just a ves kavua, but the onset is always occurring in the same time. Right? She sees during the Onas Hayom, it's always during the same time, the onset, the Shas events, is always occurring at the same time. It's always at the beginning, or it's always in the middle, or it's always at the end. It doesn't float around. It's not just a ves kavua. Ves kavua, by definition, is it occurs in the same Ona. But not only that, it doesn't not only concern, it always not only occurs in the same Ona, here the Onas Hayom, it occurs repeatedly. It starts at the same time as time of day, right? It starts at the same time of day, and so that is the basic case that the Gemara says Osa Ona, and there's no requirements. Aval im regila lirois biyom, even someone who has a ves kavua, but she sees during the Onas Hayom ve'ein la shas kavua. So it's still a ves kavua because it's occurring through the, it's occurring on the same ona, the onas hayom, always on the onas hayom. However, it floats around. It floats around in the onas hayom. Sometimes it's at the beginning, sometimes it's in the middle, sometimes it's at the end. Im kain, kol hayom vesta, kol hayom vesta. Bedame ki ilu haya vesta kol hayom. So it's now, I'm making up the terminology. I haven't really, maybe I heard it from Rabbi Simon, maybe I didn't. I haven't seen it written down, so I'm using shasa vest. In other words, the onset. The onset of the vest moves around within the onas hayom, and therefore, right, it moves around within the onas hayom, and therefore the whole yom, the whole onas hayom, becomes the time of the onset. Right, ki ilu haya, ki ilu hayom. Let me just go back here. Im kein kol hayom vesta, v'damu ki ilu haya vesta kol hayom. It's now that the onset of the vest is the whole day. Ki ilu haya vesta kol hayom. It's like the onset of the vest is really the entire onas hayom. Because since it floats around within the onas hayom, it's now the shasa vest is the entire day. Vade the ishes shavesta kol hayom tzrichad lifreish kol halayla shelafanav. So now, since it floats around, the whole day is like the shasa vest, and now to be mekayim prisha samach the vest, she has to be pirish, and the ona that is samach to the onas hayom. So he has to parish the Lila as well, because the whole onas hayom is shasa vest, because it's always it floats around within the yom. So the ona acharitid, we parish the ona acharitid, makes sense, because the whole onas hayom is really the time of the onset, since it floats around, since it moves around within the onas hayom. B'hachi ma'ir be'orizeru. This answers what was brought in the Beis Yosef, that Orzeru who negat Hashas, because the Gemara is only talking about when she had a vest kavua, and the onset of the vest was at the same time during the oinas of vest, right? Like we said, she had a vest kavua to see by day, and the onset was always at the same time. So that's, in that instance, you just need to be, when you're poirish the whole day, the time, you know, let's say she always sees at noon. She sees always during the day, the daylight hours, and she always sees at noon. So she's going to be parish the whole yom. So the time from, the beginning of the daylight hours to noon will be a prisha, samach the vest. The vest will be noon, and the prisha, she'll be b'mkayim, prisha samach the vest, from the beginning of the day until noon. But in the event that the whole day becomes the shasa vest, because the vest moves around, the beginning of the vest moves around in the day, so then she needs going to be kaim aprisha samach the vest. She's going to have to be parish the laila shilafanov. Gama bach kasav shemashma shaha ayere dvar Hashem noyhek kor zerua v'chein b'hagavs shari dura. Simon Zayin Hevi Divrei Horizeruah B'Maskana V'Chin Kosev Esir B'Heter Shomar Maharil B'Shem Maharil. Okay. There's just one thing to, one more thing to explain with the Or Zeruah. The way the Shach was masbir the Or Zeruah is with an Isha that has a Vas Kavua, right? Al Kopanim, she's always seeing during, at least with the example that I was giving, she's always seeing during the Oinas Hayom. In the first case that works with the Shas, the way the Shas explains Krisha Samach the Vast, that it was always Oinas Hayom, and the same time, noon. It was always the same time on the Oinas Hayom. It didn't float around. And then, to explain the Ozeru, we had another Vast Kavur, but the Shasa Vast, the onset, floated around. Sometimes the beginning, sometimes the middle, sometimes the end. So how does the Ozeru apply if to a someone who has a Vast that's Eino Kavur? Right? How does it apply to Eino Kavur? The Shach explained it using a Vast Kavur. What about someone who has a Vast that's Eino Kavur? Does the Ozeru still apply? It seems so, because when there's the vest is Eina Kavua, the floating is worse. In other words, the Shasa vest is less consistent. It's the floating not only floats within an Onas Hayom, for example, it floats into the Onas Alayla. Right? Sometimes it's Biyom, sometimes it's Alayla. That's really that's the definition of Vest Eina Kavua, sometimes Onas Hayom, sometimes Onas Alayla. So the floating is worse. So the effect is going to be the same in terms of the Or Zeruah. The owner that she, let's say she saw last month noon, so then this month that will be her Vest Eina Kavua is going to be noon. But since it's Eina Kavua, we're concerned it's going to float not only within the Onas Hayom, we're concerned that it's going to float. It's going to float even to Onas Alayla. So the floating is worse. So therefore, the effect is going to be the same. It's going to turn the Onas Hayom really into Shasa Vest. In other words, she sees at noon, but the effect is going to be the same regarding the Or Zeruah. The Onas Hayom is going to be considered the whole Onas Hayom, the entire Onas Hayom is going to be considered the onset, and therefore to fulfill a Prisha Samach Tavash, she will have to be Poirish the Laila Shalafanov, because the whole Onas Hayom became the Shasa Vest, the onset of the Vest, and in order to become the Prisha, she'll have to be I didn't see it in Akron. I mean, I spoke to two Talmud Chachamim that Paskin Hilchas Nidah and Hilchas Nidah, and that seemed to be. I asked them that question. How does it work with Eina Kavua? And that seemed to be their answer. That it's worse. It's the floating of the vet. Yeah, it's floating more. So therefore the. So even though it was the last month she saw it during the day at noon, so then it's kind of the whole Ona becomes Shasa Vest in order to become the Krisha Samach Vest. She's going to have to be purged the Ona that preceded it. Yeah. If I find out different, I'll let you. Right. There's a nafkamina, two nafkaminos between oina, a ves kavua and a ves eina kavua. So one nafkamina is regarding bedikos before and after, and the other nafkamina is over ves the onus of vest, and she wasn't boydik. So if Avra Avesis and she forgot to check to do the Bedika, so then if she has a Ves Kavua, she is Aser, even though it's the Rabbanon, can we say Ves is the Rabbanon, she's going to be Aser, the Baal, until she does a Bedika, because since it's a Ves Kavua that she has, we say Oreach Ba Bezmana, we say that the Oreach came and she's Tameh. So until she does a bedika to clarify the the assumption is that the nidus came because she does have a ves kavua. But if she doesn't have a ves kavua, so then if her ves passed and she didn't do a bedika, so then she'll be mutter. Because there's no kavias. There wasn't a kavias that she's expecting the vest at that particular time. So there's a kula regarding, you know, avar v'lo badka, there's a kula by a vest, by v'ena kavua, and a chumra by kavua, we say. But regarding bedikas koidim, tashmish, so then there's a kula for a kavua. So she has a kavua, so then they know when it comes and when it's not there. So, you know, I think the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, there's a machlekes, the Shulchan Aruch, it's really, we're not there yet, but in Simon Kuf Pei Vav, Bekitzer, if you don't have a, regarding a Eina Kavua Koidim Tashmish, so then you're going to have to do a Bedika, because you don't know when it's coming, when it's not coming. So you always need to clarify. You always need to clarify. We're making the Shulchan Aruch Smeichel like the Rif, but there are, the Rambam and the Rosh, we're going to require, which we don't possibly like, we're going to require Bedikas before, because we don't know when it's coming, because it's not Kavua. So there's a Chumra there for the Vest Eina Kavua regarding Bedikas Koidim Tashmish, and if it's a Ves Kavua, so then you're good, because like, you know when it comes, when it doesn't come. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Kuf Pei Vav, at the very beginning, Isha Shiesh La Ves Kavua, Eina Tzarik Bedika Klal, Lo Lishnei Tashmish V'lo La'acher. So there's a Kula for Ves Kavua regarding Bedikas Kodem, and there's a Chumra regarding Avar Vesas V'lo Bodka, that she's tummy until she does a Bedika. So yeah, there's Kulas and Chumras. Any more questions? Yeah, so the Chumra for what? Eina Kavua? Yeah, so the Chumra is, I mean, it's in Halacha Beis here, in Kuf Pei Vav, in Halacha Beis. If you have a Vesta in a Kavua, so then you do need to do something at some point. There's a Machlekes here. We're Mekel the first three times in the marriage, and then it seems that we're Somek on that. But the Shulchan Aruch brings as a Yesh Oimrim, the Rambam and the Rosh, that they have to do it every time. The point is that if it's in a Kavua, there's a Chumrah there. Regarding, if you, because since you don't know when the Vesta is going to come, there is a need in some way, there's a need to do a bedika, because you don't know when it's coming, and you want to make sure that koidim tashmish, it's not there. So that's going to be your chumrah there. You're going to need to do a bedika of some kind at some point. But if it's kavua, so then you don't need a bedika at all. Koidim. Okay, so I guess we'll hold it there for today. Shkoyach for joining, and we'll move on next week. Have a great day. Shkoyach.